This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, and that means time to play Silicon Tally. New York Magazine's Kevin Roos joins me today to go tête-à-tête. Kevin, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I sure am.
All right, I got a number for you, $200 million.
The amount of money that Marc Andreessen spent yesterday.
The number that I'm actually looking for is that this week we learned Yahoo's mobile ad revenue added up to more than $200 million in the third quarter, which I guess proves that some of Marissa Mayer's plans for the company moving it into the mobile revolution seem to be starting to work. All right, what do you got for me?
I have $84 million.
The amount of money that Mark Zuckerberg spent flying his private jet to China this week?
That is pretty close. It is the size of Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella's pay package that was announced this week.
Whoa.
What makes it interesting is that just earlier this month, Nadella got in trouble for saying at a tech conference for women that women should not ask for raises, that they should trust in karma to give them raises. So he has a lot of karma coming to him, apparently.
All right, I got something for you. 1 inch off the ground.
Oh, I think I know this one. Is this about the hoverboard?
Well done, sir. That's how high the Hendo hoverboard will lift you off the ground. Did you watch any of the videos of people using this week?
I did, and I am so jealous. Do you have one?
I don't have one, sadly.
Oh, my pay package. I got to get one. Yeah, that's on the Christmas list.
But you know what's weird, though, is like watching those videos, they do not look like Back to the Future 2.
This is just early days, though. I mean, versions 2 and 3 will be something cool.
All right. What do you got for me?
$500.
$500 is what it'll cost me to buy back my online privacy?
It's going to cost you more than that, I'm afraid. $500 is about the monthly wage of someone who moderates social networks for explicit or gory or violent or just sort of illegal content.
Wow.
And these people are largely based overseas now. These are contractors, and they make something like $500 a month to do that. I mean, it sounds like a pretty terrible job to me.
I guess it doesn't surprise me that along with so many other jobs that we are not that interested in here in the U.S., we've shipped them overseas.
Exactly.
All right. Kevin Roos, he writes for New York Magazine. Kevin, thank you very much for playing along, man.
Thank you for having me.